Hey guys, it's Dr. Catrice Austin, the queen of smiles and host of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. Today we are talking about how does teeth whitening work and what is the active ingredient that makes it work its magic. And that secret ingredient is hydrogen peroxide. So we're going to talk about how peroxide works to whiten your teeth. This is part two of our podcast, and I am so happy to see some of my favorite people in the building, like Groovy Man Nate. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, Juju the Gentleman. All right, so today we're going to talk about whitening and how it works and the active ingredient, which is peroxide. If you're just tuning in, we were on another Let's Talk Smiles podcast segment where I started to explain it, but I want to come back and give you more. So if you guys are out there and you're looking to get whiter teeth, this is how you do so. And I got to explain how this thing works. If you are familiar with smiling, you know when you smile, you see the white area that is your enamel. The enamel is the layer that you see when you smile, and it is naturally white, okay? Now, the area that really shows that appears in your smile as yellow is the layer underneath the enamel. We call this layer dentin. It is naturally yellow. Everybody has it. The thickness of your enamel will determine how much of this yellow layer you see. So if you have thin enamel, you're going to see more of this yellow layer shining through. So the reason why you are going to need to know how to choose the right product to get the yellow out is because you need something that's going to be so strong that it's going to penetrate through this enamel, get into the yellow layer, foam up, and clean that yellow layer out to make your teeth overall whiter. So that's how the whitening process works. Now, the active ingredient that does the whitening is going to be one that you may have in your kitchen cabinet or your bathroom cabinet. It is hydrogen peroxide. Yes, peroxide is the active ingredient, the magic ingredient that will keep your teeth white. Now, it's important to know that not all peroxides are created equal. It comes in a variety of concentrations or strengths. So I'm going to break this down. But what this peroxide does, this is the liquid form that some of you guys use to rinse with peroxide. You don't want to rinse with it straight. You want to dilute it by 50%, okay? Or it will burn your tissues. But we use the gel formula. Now, and you know the peroxide is in your whitening toothpaste. It's all over the place. Everything is whitening, whitening, whitening. But what you need to know is, again, not all whitening gels or peroxide is not all. All products have the same concentration of peroxide. So what you need to know is the whitening toothpaste is going to have the least amount of peroxide in the toothpaste. So this is going to only work on the enamel layer. It's not strong enough to get into the inside of the tooth. It would take years and years and years to ever get this yellow layer clean. So I don't want you guys wasting your money on whitening toothpaste. I know you guys are over on TikTok and you see Kim Kardashian promoting the purple toothpaste. All of these things are great to clean the outer enamel. Now, what's going to get into this yellow layer is going to be the peroxide gel. This is hydrogen peroxide, and I need you guys to know that there are different types of peroxide, so you need to read labels or you need to consult with a dentist so we can put you up on game. The second type of peroxide is called carbamide peroxide. It is a derivative of hydrogen peroxide. It's one-third the strength. So if you read a box, you're on Amazon.com. The link is in my bio. If you want to know my favorite Amazon products that I recommend, the link is in the bio. And you can read the product labels and see if it's made of carbamide peroxide or is it hydrogen peroxide. we use in the dental office hydrogen peroxide. So that is what I would recommend that you use if you're doing it at home. Okay, I'm going to put some information down at the bottom. Boom. All right. Boom. Let me pin this. Boom. All right. So if you're going to whiten at home, I need you to use the same thing that we use, which is hydrogen peroxide. What this peroxide is going to do again is going to go beyond the enamel layer, the area that's naturally white. You see all these little grooves, these pores? It's going to get into these pores. It's going to foam up and it's going to clean the yellow out. So this is 3% hydrogen peroxide. This is 1% peroxide. What we use in the dental office, this right here, the good, is 25% hydrogen peroxide. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why you are able to get instant whitening results, like an hour. We cover up your gums because this is really, really strong. We don't want the gel to get on your gums, your lips, your cheeks, none of that. We cover up the gums, we put the gel on your teeth, and then you sit underneath a blue light, which activates the gel and accelerates the whitening process. And voila, after an hour, you should see whiter teeth if you have the right teeth colors. Now, if you look in the mirror, I want everybody to go and do the mirror test. If your teeth are off-white, if they're a pure yellow, if they are yellow or white, you are a great candidate for whitening. If your teeth are gray, brown, grayish brown, you're not going to probably get those wild results. We don't want you like just spending your money and wasting money on things that's not going to work. Sometimes the whitening doesn't work at all, and or it works very little, and the results vary from person to person. When you've tried whitening and it doesn't work, guess what, guys? This is when you have to upgrade to a porcelain veneer. And a veneer is like a thin shell of porcelain that just goes right over the front surface of your teeth to mask all discolorations. The beauty of porcelain veneers is when you get these, you can order however bright you want them to be, a natural color, or you could go beyond natural, like you see a lot of people on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. They're going way too far. I mean, like sunglasses, keep up, turn out the lights. Oh, too white. Make sure you get like a natural color white, guys. We're supposed to be fooling the masses, but you get veneers where whitening did not solve the problem. Whitening is not the end all be all of the dental world, dental procedures. Now, my friend, that's right, not too white. My friend, the awesome dad, hey, says, I think my teeth are genetically yellow. They are small and yellow, but strong. I haven't had a cavity in 45 years. Yes. I had them whitened at the mall with the UV light and there was no difference. Yeah. Awesome dad. That happens sometimes, particularly I mean, if there's a twinge of gray, a little twinge of yellow, of brown, you're probably not going to really get the results. Now, I will say something. The gel, so if it wasn't a dentist doing the whitening, they can't use the 25% gel. They can't even buy it. So they're not, they may have used a weaker version of the gel. They can use 16% peroxide. They can't use 25. So, and we have not only 25% hydrogen peroxide, we have up to 40%. Like if I see somebody that is really, really, really dark, I'm breaking out the top dog. I'm going 40% hydrogen peroxide. And that, if that don't do it, then you need to look at veneers. But, you said your teeth are strong. And you haven't had a cavity, so I know you're probably wanting to keep your teeth as natural, no drilling as possible. I would love to see a picture of your teeth and weigh in on your teeth whitening and see if I can help you. Awesome. If you are worried about sensitivity, it's because with whitening, the area that we're going to be whitening is this yellow layer right here. But underneath the yellow layer is the nerve. So if you have weakened enamel, if you have brushed some of the enamel away, if you grind your teeth and you and there's areas where your root is exposed, you might have sensitive teeth that we got to rectify. So one of the things that you want to do to protect the nerve area is you want to use something like Sensodyne. You want to use something like a prescription strength toothpaste like Prevident. And when you brush with that for like 2 weeks, 4 weeks, what it's going to do is it's going to put a protective layer in that area where the yellow is, right on top of the nerve, that will desensitize your teeth so that you can have a comfortable whitening experience. Okay? So you're not exempt from doing teeth whitening if you have sensitivity. We just got to come up with a game plan, but you can have your whiter teeth. Or if you have sensitivity and you don't want to do this at home, some dentists will bring you in, get you numb, and do the procedure. Just put you with an Novocaine, knock those gums out, knock the nerves out, and let you get your whitening with anesthesia. Now, that means we would have to whiten or get the whole mouth numb, and that could be uncomfortable for a couple hours. You're going to be talking funny as hell, but it gets the job done. I don't know if you guys have any more questions, but today we were talking about how teeth whitening works. We talked about the magic of hydrogen peroxide, which is the active ingredient in all whitening procedures and products. It's just a matter of how strong your peroxide is. And this in the brown bottle that most of you guys probably have in your cabinets is 3% hydrogen peroxide. This is too strong to just use on its own, so you want to dilute it. But when you talk about getting the yellow out and brightening your smile, 3% is not good enough to get into the pores and get that yellow out. You, my friend, you're going to need something stronger. You can find out my favorite products on Amazon by clicking my Amazon link in the link in my bio, or you can DM me if you have any questions. You can definitely upload a selfie if you go to the link in my bio, and I will tell you which product in office or at home you're going to need to get the yellow out. When we do whitening, we're using 25% hydrogen peroxide. It is strong. We have up to 40% peroxide, which is super strong. One time, one of my clients, I used 25% on the first whitening session, and I saw it wasn't really doing what I wanted it to do. So, hey, Fabian, hello. I saw that it wasn't doing what I wanted it to do, so I switched to the 40%, and he knew it right away. He was like, did you switch products? Because I can feel that. So you can tell, like, each percentage has its power. So a dental professional is going to tell you what strength is going to get you the results that you're looking for, or if whitening is going to work at all. So if you guys don't want to spend money and waste money on products that will never work for your smile, hit me up, guys. I am doing free evaluations of your smile. Click on the link in my bio and you can get that smile evaluation. On the podcast, we're going to be talking about mouth guards. We're going to be talking to reality star Chrissy Monroe, who went overseas. Well, she didn't go overseas, but she got veneers from a dentist that's overseas, and child, it did not go right. So we're going to be talking to her. Stay tuned. You want to turn on your notifications and make sure you're following me, Dr. Catrice Austin, the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and I will be back again tomorrow, and we'll talk more on dentistry that you need to know to have a beautiful, healthy, and confident smile. Peace.
Welcome to the VIP Smiles 7-Day Healthy Smile Workout Challenge. Are you ready for a beautiful, healthy, and confident smile in just 7 days? Well, if you ever wanted to kickstart your journey to a stunning smile, get ready, because this challenge is here to transform your smile into a winning smile. In just 7 days, you're going to uncover smile secrets that'll have your teeth looking fabulous. You're going to receive expert advice straight from a celebrity dentist. Picture this. You, a dazzling smile, and tips from the queen of smiles, Dr. Catrice Austin, that's me, all without spending a dime. Our 7-day challenge is here, and guess what? It is totally free. No hidden fees, just loads of good vibes and a journey to a healthier smile. We're gonna make this journey a fun journey. Now, here are 4 reasons why you should join our challenge. You don't want to miss this. In just 1 week, you're going to experience bite-sized daily wisdom, which will be quick, practical lessons to elevate your oral care routine. You're going to get exclusive videos, which will be expert guidance from me, right in your inbox every single day. You're going to have access to a supportive community where you'll have the opportunity to connect with fellow participants, share your experiences, and cheer each other on. And of course, what would a challenge be without having access to special offers? So join the challenge today and you'll be on your way to a healthier smile. See you in the challenge.